this kind of ice cream that's called black
pistachios?
Walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever see walnuts growing on a tree?
No.
There's a soft outer covering, which is supposed to get your hands sticky. Do you know what you call that?
No. The shell? No.
What is the hard inner covering that you have to crack?
The shell.
Okay. Then what's the kind of nut that you get in Hershey bars?
Almonds.
All right. And a kind of fruit that is grown in Florida frequently that's about as big as an apple. Drunk, okay, for breakfast.
Oranges.
Are you sure my verb tense was coming out right? And if there were not any more, you'd say the oranges are...
gone?
Mm-hmm. What is the little red vegetable that's often used in salads? It's white inside, it's hard.
Radish.
Yeah. And the round, red, mushy things that are also used in...
tomatoes.
Yeah. Do you have a name for the little tiny tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes.
Did you ever hear those called Tommy Toes?
No.
Okay. What might you eat with a baked? No. What might you eat baked with your steak? Yeah.
Potato.
What kind of potatoes are there?
Idaho potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Boiling potatoes.
Are those two different kinds?
I think so. Boiling ones are smaller.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And there's Irish potatoes. And
do those all have white meat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind that has yellow meat?
I don't know many.
You know sweet potatoes?
Oh, yes, I do. Yams.
What is that? What you call
them? I call them both, but my family just calls them sweet potatoes. I'm starting to call them yams now.
Why have you started that?
Because it's the places I've worked.
Mm-hmm.
They call it yam because it's southern.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Are they the same thing?
Yeah.
All right. Then the stuff with the strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes.
Onions.
Do you know the name for the little tiny ones that have the stem that you can
scallions.
Eat?
Scallions.
Okay. And how about that green, slimy vegetable that's not slimy if you cut it up and fry it, but if you boil it, it is slimy. Used in gumbo often.
Okra.
Yes. And if you leave an apple or a plum around, the skin will dry up and...
turn black.
It's another word for wrinkle. It will
shrivel.
Mm-hmm. Kind of vegetables that come in heads are?
Lettuce and cabbage.
Okay, if you had...
and spinach.
Hmm. If you had several of the cabbage, you would say, I have several...
heads.
Or several... using cabbage in the plural, several...
oh, several heads of cabbage? Types of cabbage?
Well, if you used it without heads or types, you're just talking about the...
cabbages.
Okay. And what would the plural be if you were buying several of the lettuces using the word head? I want to buy three.
Heads.
Okay. To get beans out of the pod, you have to...
break it.
Okay. What is the kind of big, flat bean that you do have to get out of the pod?
I don't know. Lima bean, French bean.
All right. Back to lima bean, is there another name for that or a similar type?
I don't know.
Do you know butter bean?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's almost like a lima bean, but I think it's different colored. The lima beans that I have are green, and then there are yellow ones.
And you call those?
I think those are butter beans.
All right, and you have to get them out of the pod, you have to...
break it.
Okay.
Shell the pod. Is that the phrase you use?
Do you say shell beans? I say shell beans. Go home and shell the butter beans.
Yeah.
Okay, then what is the kind that you eat pot at all?
String beans.
Yeah. Any types of those?
No, it's all right.
Okay, that's what I call them too. Let's see, if you take the tops off turnips, you make a mess of...
turnip green? I don't know.
Yeah, what's that?
Turnip greens?
Any other types of greens like that? You mentioned spinach before.
There's this stuff, I don't know the name of it, that we eat.